Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody? This is episode number one, and coming up on today's program, Milking Lactating Mothers for a Profit, Hood Rat Rampage, and Bestiality Lessons from the Swedes. All this plus your hate mail today on the Internet Freak Show. Thank you for joining me on the Internet Freak Show, a podcast dedicated to bringing you the most outrageous freaks of nature the Internet has to offer. Everything from midget porn stars to transgender guidance counselors, you'll find it all right here. And I am your ringleader. My name is Dave, and I want to take a minute to introduce you to my crew. These are the people that are going to be helping me make this audio debauchery happen on a weekly basis. Over here on my right, straight from the ghetto, a man we like to call Mr. Little Pookie. What the fuck is that about? Dude, all the applause and shit. I didn't get that kind of applause when I was introduced. Anyway, Little Pookie, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
Not much, bro. Hey, listen, I just want to let you know, I was telling my girl a few minutes ago how excited I am to have you here on the show. Dude, in my opinion, you are the best phone screener I've ever met.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
Yeah, I know. You've made that abundantly clear on several occasions. Anyway, that's my phone screener over there on my right. That's Little Pookie. And over here on my left, running the soundboard, I've got Gilberto Juarez Sanchez Munoz Cardenal de Oaxaca.
That's me right here.
Oh, you too with the applause and shit? Hey, Gilberto, Little Pookie, look, man, I just want to get something off my chest. I'm the host and shit. You guys can't be bringing along your fan club and the whole thing, dude, because, you know, nobody applauds when I'm introduced, and it makes me look bad. Yeah, ha ha ha, dude, it's real fucking funny and shit. But I'm just saying, I'm the host. You think somebody would applaud when they introduce my name? Thank you. So anyway, look, Gilberto, there's something I need to talk to you about. Your name is not exactly easy for me to say. It doesn't just roll off the tip of my tongue. So I have an idea. What if we give you some kind of cool radio nickname? No, look, dude, hear me out. This is a good idea. What if we give you some kind of cool radio nickname, like the next Mexican president or the King Beaner or something like that?
I'm a Canadian.
You're a Canadian. I don't buy that shit, dude. If you're a Canadian, you are the most beaner-sounding Canadian I've ever met.
You better stop that shit, man.
All right. Look, calm down. Compose yourself. Look, let's take a minute so Gilberto can compose himself. We're going to hear a word from our very first sponsor. And when we get back, we'll jump right into
Totally Retarded Audio.
Right here on the Internet Freak Show. Are you tired of always being broke? Do you dream about getting the fuck out of the ghetto? Have you ever thought about a lucrative career as a high-end call girl? If you said yes, then we have what you're looking for at Duane School of Pimping. Don't let some pimp beat your ass and take all your money. Become your own boss. Eliminate the middleman by attending Duane School of Pimping. At Duane School of Pimping, we'll teach you everything you need to know to be your own hoe. Let me introduce you to Candy. She used to be a worthless piece of shit.
I always felt like I wasn't loved. I always felt like I needed to reach out to be loved.
So she went out, got herself a pimp, and he treated her poorly.
Everything bad that could really happen in my life was happening at that moment.
Candy, why don't you tell us what your pimp would feed you?
One slice of bologna with two pieces of white bread. That's it.
Then she met Duane.
He said, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you come live with me? I have an apartment.
So Duane let her live in his apartment while she attended Duane School of Pimping. She learned everything she needs to know to be her own hoe. So, Candy, now that you're a graduate of Duane School of Pimping, tell us how your life has changed.
Make a lot more money and be one big, happy family.
And if Candy can do it, so can you. Let's just ask Duane himself.
People don't have self-esteem. They don't believe that they can make a lot of money. My friend, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. You only live once.
And at Duane School of Pimping, we make being your own pimp so easy, even a half-retarded immigrant can do it.
Hi, my name is Art Stanowski, and on my first transaction, I made $25,190. It's so easy, and I'm planning to be a millionaire by age 25.
So find your financial freedom by calling Duane School of Pimping today.
Don't let your dreams slip away.
I would like to personally thank Duane School of Pimping for supporting the show. If it was not for sponsors like them, we couldn't make this thing happen on a weekly basis. So all my listeners, any of you who have ever thought about being a high-end prostitute, make sure you call Duane School of Pimping. We'd really appreciate that. So anyway, now it's time for...
Totally Retarded Audio.
Yes, this is the part of the show where I find completely retarded shit on the internet and exploit it for your entertainment. Today, I've got a great news broadcast about a 7-year-old thug. This dude is fucking badass. I wish he was my best friend, and let's just jump right into it.
Letarian Milton is not your typical 7-year-old. Few his age.
Yeah, this guy is Mr. Understatement. He's definitely not your typical 7-year-old. He's got the name of an 85-year-old black man. All I'm saying.
Have ever driven an SUV up and down several busy streets. It all started at his mother's townhouse. Letarian says he took the car keys and hopped into his grandmother's Dodge Durango.
When I came through the back door, I looked on the counter, my keys were gone.
I took my grandma's car because I got mad at my mom, and then I suddenly had my friend come in, and he smoked with cigarettes.
Wait a minute. He stole his grandma's car, went and picked up his friend because he what? Let's hear that again.
My mom, and then I suddenly had my friend come in, right? And he smoked with cigarettes.
He started the...
Well, dude, I'm glad this little fucker clarified it, because, you know, we live in some crazy-ass times. These little 7-year-olds could have been smoking crack. They could have been smoking heroin. They could have a medical marijuana card for the stress that's being induced on them from the fifth grade. You never know. But don't trip, people. It's just fucking cigarettes.
Vehicle and put it into gear.
I yanked the thing.
It's called a gear shift, you shithead. Hey, you know what? This is not a bright little boy. I smell a very long and lengthy successful career at a federal institution somewhere.
Off they went. 2 7-year-olds alone on the road. Letarian drove several miles through Lake Park in Palm Beach Gardens.
We got the one call that I told you about of a driver in the vehicle who looked too short to be able to see over the steering wheel.
He's too short, but he's got an 85-year-old black man's name. Just want to clarify that, lady.
Away he ran over 2 mailboxes, hit 2 parked cars in a Costco parking lot, and struck 2 moving cars near Walmart.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things, to drive into a car.
But did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood stuff for my friend.
It all ended on...
Dude, I love the way this fucking jackass reporter, he tried to appeal to this kid's sensitivity and let him know that he had done a bad thing, but he didn't give a fuck. He's like, shut your ass up, whitey. I want to do hood rat shit. Let's hear that again.
It's fun to do bad things.
It's fun to do bad things.
Drive into a car.
But did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Shut up, whitey.
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
It all ended on Investment Lane and Consumer Drive. That's where Letarian hit the curb and sideswiped the sign. The SUV took most of the beating,
damn,
snapping off one of his
shit.
Axles and wheels. A grandmother's rage.
Grandma's going to have to finance some new 22s and shit. Pay them off with Social Security and shit.
I want to whip his behind. That's what I want to do right now. If I thought they wouldn't take me to jail, I'd whip his behind right now.
If she thought they weren't going to take him to jail, this is what it would sound like.
What's your name?
Kunta Kinte.
Come on, that was the wrong sound effect, Gilberto. I'm trying to be serious, and you're making fun of the kid's race.
You don't think he should be punished for all of this?
Just a little bit, no video games for a whole weekend.
And one unusual story for police.
Are you sorry? Yes. You understand that now
somebody
your
else,
grandma's going to have
look
to...
Look at this shithead, whitey cop, too, trying to appeal to his senses. Let's hear what he's got to say.
...to have those cars fixed. because you hit those cars.
Can my mom help her?
And I love that shit, because the cop, again, is trying to, like, talk some sense into the kid. Like, look, you fucked up a lot of shit. Now your grandma's going to have to pay for it. She's going to have to finance new 22s, the whole thing. And the kid's like, yeah, I know, but what's up? Can my mom pay for it? That bitch is slinging rocks. She's riding on 24s and doing big things. And I don't know that that went over very well with the cops. So anyway, at 7 years old, you would think that this would be the end, the last that we heard of Mr. Letarian Milton. No. Turns out that he got into another altercation with his grandma inside a Walmart. Let's hear this.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
No, you fucking said
Monday,
that already.
But on Monday, Letarian took his bad boy image to a new level inside this Lake Park Walmart.
The problem began when Letarian asked his grandmother to buy him some chicken wings. She said,
buy him some what?
I need my chicken. I love my chicken. I put nothing above my chicken.
I guess the kid loves chicken. Hey, the kid, he is...
Stupid-ass house nigga.
The little Pookie, what did I tell you about saying that shit on the air? It's just not appropriate.
Him about
the
it?
Kid is seven.
Letarian snapped.
Just started hitting me. They started hitting me in front of the whole Walmart, and everyone in there was upset. In my stomach, in my leg.
The kid snapped. You bitch, you should have bought him.
Chicken fried. I love that chicken.
Exactly. You're fucking around, and then you got beat. Anyway, let's continue with the story.
Wherever he could reach me, that's where he hit me.
But eating your ass, bitch, over some
chicken fried. I love that chicken.
Should have got him some chicken. I'm saying, dude, little black boys love their chicken.
Do you feel empowered by saying that black people love chicken?
No, it doesn't make me feel more empowered. It's just fucking true. Scientific fact. Look, this kid beat his grandma's ass over some chicken. Don't tell me he didn't love his chicken.
Late afternoon, Riviera Beach police picked up Letarian from home and took him to the hospital for a mental evaluation.
And I know what causes this behavior, because all he's ever seen was his parents do physical, abusive, and verbal things.
All that, see, it's the parents' fault. All he ever saw was this shit. If his mom had been whooping his dad's ass, none of this shit would have gone down.
And I don't want him to continue in this direction, so I'm doing the best I can to get him the help.
Bakita Stratford worries about what will happen once Letarian is released. She's trying to get her SUV repaired and at the same time keep her rental car out of harm's way.
When I first got the rental, let me take this for a spin. So now
hard-ass little fucking kid right here. He's threatening grandma to take the rental car for a ride and bust that shit up, too, all up in the hood.
Now I just sleep with the keys, I lock them up.
Letarian could be released after 72 hours. She hopes health officials can diagnose the problem and help him get the proper kind of help. Ted White.
I'll tell you the proper kind of help this little bastard needs.
Chicken fried. I love that chicken.
See, he wouldn't have been driving around the ghetto and fucking up shit in the projects had somebody given him some fried chicken. So that's all I'm saying. There's a life lesson to be learned there. So anyway, I want to thank this little boy for being a complete shithead and total retard, because if it wasn't for kids like him, I would not have a show. So anyway, it wasn't long. You know how YouTube is. It wasn't long before the remixes started to pop up all over the place. So let's take a couple of minutes, grab something to drink, and enjoy a little remix of Mr. Letarian Milton.
Funny do bad things. 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 You're a stuff for my friend. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things.
I wanna whip his behind.
Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. You're a stuff for my friend. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things. Funny do bad things.
I wanna
I yank the thing. Yank the thing. Yank the thing. Yank the thing. I yank the thing. Yank the thing. Yank the thing. gangster bang. And he smokes with cigarettes, smokes with cigarettes, smokes with cigarettes, smokes with smoke, 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 with cigarettes, smokes with cigarettes, smokes with cigarettes, smoke, 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 smoke. Funny do bad things, funny do bad things, funny do bad things. You're a stuff for my friend. Funny do bad things, funny do bad things, funny do bad things.
I wanna whip his behind.
Funny do bad things, funny do bad things, funny do bad things. You're a stuff for my friend. Funny do bad things, funny do bad things, funny do bad things.
I wanna whip his behind.
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 I wanna whip his behind. 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 Whip his behind.
Whip his behind. Whip his behind. Whip his behind. Whip his behind. Whip his behind. Whip his behind.
No video game, no video game for a whole weekend. No video game, no video, no video, no video game for a whole weekend.
All right, I hope you all enjoyed that. Now it's time for Completely Useless News. That's where I find completely useless news stories and read them to you on the air. This is the part of the show that has been scientifically proven to make you stupid. Yes, this segment will lower your IQ at least 20%. And today, to begin the news, I've got a story out of the London AP. And it goes like this. Gross or tasty? A London company is offering an unusual dessert, ice cream made with human breast milk.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to try.
Thank you for that, Gilberto. The Ice Creamist, a trendy ice cream parlor, says that its Baby Gaga ice cream sold out as soon as it launched on Friday. The company paid women who had donated their breast milk after a health screening. The milk is then pasteurized and churned together with vanilla pods and lemon zest. The dish, which comes in a martini glass, sells for £14 each. How much American money is £14? Hey, Gilberto, Google that shit for me real quick. Find out how much American money we would be paying for frozen titty milk. Anyway, Matt O'Connor, who owns the company, has this to say about the product.
My three boys have all been raised on breast milk. It's the most natural, beautiful thing in the world. It's beautiful, it's organic, it's free range, totally natural. Good enough for my kids, good enough for our ice cream.
In my opinion, this guy sounds like a total douchebag with a great idea, but none of that really matters because his product is organic, free range, and totally natural. So, you know, unlike all his other friends who keep their pregnant wives locked in a closet for 9 months until they crap out a kid, this guy actually lets his wife see the sunlight. And she's organic. There's nothing unnatural about this bitch. So, you know, if it's good enough for his kids, good enough for his customers. How much is that, Gilberto? $22.50? Are you fucking kidding me for a martini glass of frozen titty milk? Dude, I know some bitches in the ghetto with like 15 kids who'd be more than willing to squeeze their titty in an ice cream in an ice tray and freeze it and sell it for like $10-$15. Dude, we'll corner the black market on breast milk ice cream. Great idea. That's what I think. Story goes on to say, the Food Standards Agency says there are no specific laws prohibiting businesses from selling human milk products, although they must comply with general food safety laws to ensure the product is safe for consumption. And so there you have it, everything you ever wanted to know about breast milk ice cream. And finally in the news, I have a story about how a Swedish newspaper has exposed a network of self-proclaimed zoophiles who meet regularly in locations around the country to have sex with animals.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O.
That's right, the group, consisting of an estimated 30 people, is headed by a 45-year-old father of two. The unmarried, how did I know he was unmarried? The unmarried former managing director is also moderator of a large internet animal sex forum and has a number of dogs and horses on his farm in southern Sweden. Having infiltrated the network over a period of several months, Expressen, which is apparently a Swedish tabloid, I had to look him up, Expressen eventually confronted the 45-year-old over his alleged mistreatment of animals. But the man was quick to defend his relations with a bitch he had bought online from a city-dwelling family who said they wanted the dog to have a better life in the countryside. The man went on to say this about his relations with the dog. Any of the times I did anything with her, she was the one who backed into me and provoked it. She was in heat and made herself available. There were also times later when she didn't want to, and I backed out immediately, he told Expressen. Dude sounds like he's got some problems with all this dog fucking and shit he's doing. Anyway, during the time spent with members of the network, Expressen learned that the group regularly brought along of different animals to sex meetings at rented premises. There, members of the group filmed their sexual encounters and distributed them among other animal enthusiasts. Or is it animal sex enthusiasts? I don't know. I don't think this writer got this right. Anyway, at one meeting in a small village in Småland, five men waited for a woman who had promised to bring along two dogs. But when she was unable to make it, the men spoke instead of their experiences, including a previous visit to a colleague they referred to as the Donkey Man. Sounds like a great guy to have at a party. Anyway, they went on to say this about Donkey Man. He has goats and a couple of donkeys. We tried it with the donkey, but it didn't work. So we had lots of sex with the goats. My guess is that dude is missing lots of his teeth. Anyway, the story goes on to say that calls for a law banning sex with animals have fallen on deaf ears. Agricultural Minister Eskil Erlandsson had this to say about having relationships with animals. Now, we're going to play an audio clip of this guy talking about how he feels about having sex with animals, but he's speaking in Swedish, so we have to rely on a brand new software program we have. It's like an English to whatever converter. It'll convert any language into English. You get the idea. Let's hear what this guy has to say.
I do not understand why people are making such a big deal about this. Some people like to have sex with humans, some like to have sex with children, and we like to have sex with animals. As a matter of fact, I have a farm full of alligators that I have sex with on a regular basis. People don't understand that animals will not talk back, will not interrupt the soccer game, and you can do anything sexually you want with them. They are much better than having a wife. I guarantee that if everyone was having anal sex with their pets, the world would be a much better place.
Exempelvis en hund.
And now it's time to find out what the fuck you have to say by checking our email. Yes, that's right. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send your email message to theinternetfreakshow@gmail.com. I'll give that to you again. It's theinternetfreakshow@gmail.com. Our very first email, show number one, very first email goes like this. Dave, you are an asshole. You're offensive, and I hate your guts. I hope you, your mother, and your pets die a painful death. Signed, Cynthia. Well, listen, Cynthia, I appreciate your effort. I appreciate the email, and I really appreciate the fact that you're praying for my death and using God as like your personal hitman and shit. But, you know, the bottom line is, nothing is more appreciated than the fact that you sent me an email. We wanted to close out today's show with an email, but we didn't think we were going to have any. I mean, this is show number one and the whole thing. But you know what? I killed at least 45 and a half seconds by reading and responding to your email, so I want to thank you for keeping this audio debauchery afloat.
Hey, man, you're smart.
Well, thank you, Guillermo. I appreciate that. Now, keep in mind, we also have a voicemail line. If you want to leave me a voicemail, you can do that on our voicemail message service. The number is 206-242-4744. I'll give that to you again. Write it down. Don't fucking forget it. Our voicemail message line is 206-242-4744. And remember, you can leave any kind of message there, whether it's audio clips of you beating your wife or some kind of screaming homosexual orgasm. It doesn't matter. If it doesn't suck, literally, or blow, we'll play it on the air. So anyway, let's go ahead and play our very first voicemail message. This guy's got to say.
Hey, this is Dale Freeman. I just want to tell you about something real important.
Okay, what's that?
And I want to talk to you about something that's real important.
Well, dude, you've been telling me how fucking important it is for the last 15 and a half seconds. Spit that shit out. I got no time for bullshit.
But my civil rights being violated.
Okay, that's serious.
And they said that you can help with that.
I don't know who told you I could help you with your civil rights violations, but, you know, let's see where this goes.
Maybe. Because I think that I'm connected up to a computer, and I can't think...
It's called the internet.
Voices in my head because I hear voices.
Oh, shit. You want
to
lose.
Things happen to me, and they got that patent, because I see on the website there's a patent where they can put voices in your head, and I think this has been going on since 1964.
Hey, Dale, the only thing that's been going on since 1964 is you've been taking some bad fucking acid. Didn't people tell you that if you took enough acid, you would end up the way you've ended up? Just asking.
I can have some of the greatest ideas in this century, but nobody will publish them. And they're on my website for ideas by Dale Freeman.
I see. All right, hey, listen, Dale. Thank you very much for the shameless plug and the entertainment, but I don't have time for retards. Hey, listen, everybody. Obviously, I'm hard up for some voicemails. Leave me a voicemail on our voicemail line. It's 206-242-4744. I'd appreciate it. So anyway, now we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show with one final email. This last email goes like this. Dave, I recently met a transsexual woman that has fallen in love with me. I'm a straight man, and I don't know what to do because I think I'm falling in love with her. Please help. Signed, Anonymous. Hey, listen, dude. You're fucking another dude. I would sign anything anonymous as well. Look, he probably wants some serious advice. I've got no experience with transsexuals, but I am kind of experienced in love. And this is the way I see it. Transsexuals are all about the illusion. As long as you can buy into the illusion that this dude is a woman, then you'll be okay. You can fuck her in her man pussy all you want, but it ends up boiling down to a matter of your line of sight. As long as she can keep her balls up and out of your line of sight, if she can defy gravity long enough for you to buy into the illusion, you'll be okay. But the minute gravity takes over and her balls fall into your line of sight, you're gonna realize you're fucking a dude with implants, and that's pretty much screaming homosexual. So that's just my advice. Take it for what it's worth and, you know, make your own life choices. So anyway, that's all we have for episode number one. On behalf of everybody here in the studio, Gilberto, Little Pookie, and everybody else that made this show possible, I want to thank you for joining me. We're going to go ahead and wrap up today's episode with a song by one of my favorite bands called One Day as a Lion. Before we jump into this song, I want you to visit our website. We don't have an official website yet, but we do have a place that you can keep up to date with all the new shit that's happening. That website is theinternetfreakshow.podomatic.com. I'll give that to you one more time. That's theinternetfreakshow.podomatic.com. Anyway, this song is called Wild International, and you heard it first right here on the Internet Freak Show. I'll see you next week.
They say they didn't want it. Who'd be the first casualty? So I think it's
selector. I, the resurrector, fly my shit, sever your neck. Wanna remember with mine? Trump written for arsenic. Burn is illusion and lie with straight arson shit. Your arsenal strip, power info jackets and clips. It's my ability to define phenomenal raw. Crenshaw 84, boogie down before LA when the war break off. Where you be, take off. Standing full face off with the M1 millimeter. Let the rhythm of the chamber hit em. Let the rich play catch with them. Better yet, make them eat them and shit them till they so full of holes that they drown in their own. I'm like a nail stuck in the wrist and they Christmas don't need radio to leave their family a witness. Muhammad and Christ were life, but lay your body down. Do a tomb so wild, international. In the desert full of bullets, let your body rot. With my throne, with my verse, with my body rot. Both Muhammad and Christ will lay your body down. Do a tomb so wild, international. In the desert full of bullets, let your body rot. With my throne, with my verse. In this era where DJs behave, we paid to be slaves. We raid airwaves to be sane. What's framing from this station? Cash fascination like living dead fed agents. Distract us fast from a disaster's wrath for sure. Air war is flooded like the night war. On the AM, on the AM, turn and face them. Hatred and mayhem, slay them. Dangerous, I take razor steps. It's a swing from the bling to the bang of the left. It's the murderous return, boom, bad fool's trap. Your six that got clipped, you can't clap back. With minimal lift and criminal flow, I'm killing them soft and filling them full. Everything stole, and once again I'm at nailing the wrist of their Christmas. Watch me make their family a witness. Muhammad and Christ were alive, but lay your body down. To a tomb so wild, international. In the desert full of bullets, let your body rot. With my throne, with my verse, with my body rot. For Muhammad and Christ will lay your body down. To a tomb so wild, international. In the desert full of bullets, let your body rot.